It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
Well, okay, wait a minute. This is a little bit different.
Well, yeah, because I'm blowing someone off. I'm not the one getting blown off. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
Whoa, you're the blower-offer.
So you're confessing. but why bother reaching out to us?
Sure. Well, I guess part of me wants to see if I'm wrong in this situation, but also I listen to your show all the time, and as soon as I left dinner, I literally wanted to call you guys and tell you all about it.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Okay. So give us I assume you met online and stuff, and tell us about the date, like the point where you were like, okay, I'm done. Let me call Blake and Kelly.
Okay, sure. There's like a little bit of a backstory, so if I start rambling, let me know. But
okay.
I kind of feel like his name is Mike, and okay. He took me to this restaurant, and he really wanted me to get this full experience, he kept saying.
Okay.
Whereas I just kind of wanted to eat, have a couple drinks, and meet a good guy. But
So this was a first date then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we went to a Japanese restaurant.
Okay.
Cool.
One of those where you sit at these tables where, like, you can take your shoes off if you wanted to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what do they call it? I forget. It has an... I know which one you're talking about if it's the restaurant I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you sit on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So you sit at the floor and you can take your shoes off if you want to. And I didn't want to do either, actually.
Okay.
I was wearing a skirt, right? It was not like ideal seating for my outfit. And I asked if we could sit somewhere else because they did have some other tables that you could.
Right.
But he insisted. So nope, had to sit there. Had to get the full experience. Which, again, like, I didn't know this going into it. So, like I said, it's just, like, I wasn't really prepared for that kind of dining thing.
Sure.
So I kind of squeezed my way into this table that I crawl into. But, like, as I'm getting in, he stops me and is, like, insisting I take off my shoes, that it's disrespectful, that he's, like, go along for the ride. Like, just get this full experience. And it was just so weird to me that he wasn't taking no for an answer. And I tried to say no, like, a lot, but whatever. So finally I was like, fine. So I already squeezed myself into the table, might as well take off my shoes. It was just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so upset, like mumbling under his breath, how like not fun I was. Which is also weird because he's still kind of into me. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, so that was like super frustrating. But also, when dinner came, I asked for a fork because I don't know how to use chopsticks because I clearly don't dine at establishments like this often.
Right, right.
And he literally looked at the waiter, who he knew by name, by the way, and was like, no, you can't bring her a fork. Literally said that I complained about everything so far, and so no, I had to use chopsticks.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to, like, when he said that, was it like, no, don't bring her a fork? Like, was he mad or was it like a, no, no, she's complaining enough. Let's see how she does. Was it kind of
like jokey?
Yeah.
I think it might have been a little bit of both, but either way, I was not getting a fork.
Right,
so
right.
I don't care which one it was.
Right. And I'll tell you what, it sounds like neither did he. Hey!
Hey-o!
Okay, sorry.
No,
I was hanging out there. I had to swing.
It was so weird, guys. And I was starving. Like, I don't know if other people have tried to eat with chopsticks, but rice with chopsticks, to me, I just don't understand. Like, one piece of rice at a time?
Right.
Like, I literally, when he went to the bathroom, shoved handfuls of rice in my hand.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God.
Whatever. I ended up making some excuse, basically, that I had to leave early. I stopped at McDonald's on my way home because I was so hungry. But what's weird is that he just keeps texting and calling me and asking for a second date. And, like, no, I'm not going. That's why I'm calling you. I had to tell you guys. And
okay.
So
okay.
That's where we're at.
So you want to know, like, were you justified in blowing him off?
Yeah, yes. And that, like, it wasn't cool that I kept saying these were things I was uncomfortable with. And
right.
He kept insisting about this full experience.
We do have his number.
Oh, my God.
So, well, because here's the thing. It does sound like he was a little rigid about the date.
It does. He
like,
actually
like,
sounds
on.
Not fun.
You do sound like a fun person.
You do, very much so. I'd give you a fork.
So.
Thank you.
So do you want to try to get him on?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. What? Like if you could call him and then maybe I can kind of explain maybe a little more, but like. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God. You guys are risk takers.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know what? I'm going to play a song and make sure that I have the right number and make sure he agrees instead of...
Okay.
So hang on one second, okay?
Yeah.
Blown Off continues next on The Blake Show.